This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, what are we being invited towards in the holy month of Ramadan? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So dear friends, we are talking about what are we being invited to in the holy month of Ramadan. You know, what we're doing here on A to Z and trying to understand this Islamic lifestyle is to really understand the essence of, you know, some of the practices that we do, and especially the holy month of Ramadan, because of the great importance that Allah has given to the holy month of Ramadan. Of course, we find beautiful verses in the Holy Quran regarding the holy month of Ramadan, and we find many beautiful traditions from the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them all, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when it comes to the holy month of Ramadan and its beauties and its speciality and its priority, you know. But then, you know, eventually we come to this point and we ask, well, you know, what is it that we're being invited to in the holy month of Ramadan? We find that, you know, there is so much importance given to this holy month, you know, that this month is a divine feast. It is a divine banquet whose host is the Supreme Lord and the Almighty God. So what exactly is it that we're being invited to? Well, there are many various different things that we are being invited to, and they are related in the traditions of the infallibles, alayhim as-salam. But there's two things which we are specifically being invited to. One of those is forgiveness, and of course the other is blessings. Forgiveness and blessings, these are two of the main things that we have been invited to in the holy month of Ramadan.
Ramadan al-mustabin jaa bin nur al-mubin. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan al-qanitin.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about what we are being invited to in the holy month of Ramadan. We talked a little bit about how, you know, the importance of the holy month of Ramadan. We talked about how the traditions from the Immaculate and Infallibles, alayhim as-salam, help us to kind of realize how very, very important is the holy month of Ramadan. And then we said, well, why are we, you know, being told the importance and the priority of this holy month, the holy month of Ramadan? And we started to kind of, you know, delve into this idea that what is it that we are being invited towards in this holy month? And it is because we're being invited towards certain things that the importance of the holy month becomes known to us just a little bit. So we brought up two things. One was forgiveness, and the second one was blessings. Now, of course, you know, these are also aspects that are integral to our Islamic lifestyle, right? Asking Allah for forgiveness. And blessings really is something that Allah gives us when we decide to live a Islamic lifestyle. But when it comes to the holy month of Ramadan, we find that forgiveness is one of the things which Allah the Almighty is inviting towards. And of course, you know, we can be very honest with ourselves. Every single one of us can use a little bit of forgiveness. And if we want to be really honest with ourselves, every single one of us can use a lot of forgiveness. And to be honest with you, the more forgiveness that we can attain, the better it is for us, both in this world and the hereafter. The holy month of Ramadan is an excellent opportunity for us to be able to attain that forgiveness and really keep that forgiveness with us. 30 days in which we ask Allah for forgiveness, of course, After 30 days, this should become a habit. It should become a part of us. It should become, you know, like our flesh and blood, that asking for forgiveness from the Almighty Allah. But asking is one side. The beauty about the holy month of Ramadan is that Allah says, I will give you forgiveness and I will give you blessings. And so this kind of starts to show us a glimmer of the importance of the holy month of Ramadan. And this, dear friends, is what we are being invited towards, blessings and forgiveness.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.